Hey, this is Jeff Floyd, pastor of C3 Church Bathurst, and this is our podcast. Thank you for joining us today. C3 Bathurst brings life to people by helping them to be revived, restored, and released through getting to know Jesus and his people. We hope that this message will bring you life today.
Morning, church. So good to see all your amazing faces. It feels like it's been so long. Everyone's been holidaying over January and not jet setting around, sadly, but driving around, all the road trips. So when I got asked to speak on rest this morning, I couldn't help but laugh, because those who know me know that I don't do still well. I don't stop. And haven't done since I was a little fella. I asked mum and dad. So, yeah, I was taken back when I got asked to speak on this, whereas one of my biggest areas of struggle, and have been on a real journey with that, especially in the last 12 months. So before we get into it, I just want to pray quickly. Definitely, Father, we thank you so much for this morning. I just pray that you would have your way here this morning, Lord, that you would anoint my words, and that we would be receptive to everything that you have in store for us this morning. Amen. Life gets so full. It seems to be an ever-growing list of things in our world that cause stress in our lives. Our Western culture seems very much achievement-based. I don't know about you guys, but I wrestle with this whole concept of bigger is better and get caught up in it. So this morning I'm going to share a little of my journey over the last year of finding rest. In recent years, I've formed a bad habit of cramming my life so full that it borders on an insanity at times. And this has led to burnout several times over the last couple of years. The last time I ran myself into the ground was March last year. I really did reach physical breaking point and took 2 weeks holiday to recover. It was after coming back from that holiday that I finally drew a line in the sand. I made a decision to actively seek a more balanced life, giving more time to rest, and finding that balance, which meant more time with God and more time with family and friends and the people that input back into my life. It's been a real journey and something I'm still wrestling with, but has made a great difference in my life. I want to share a couple of things I love doing that really help me to hit the stop and reset button to prevent myself from getting overwhelmed and stressed. The number one thing is stepping out of your context to achieve rest. Separation from distraction and the things that bring stress to our lives. For me, that's going somewhere semi-remote where I can just immerse myself in creation. Bushwalking and taking the motorbike into the scrub where I can just marvel at God's creation are two of my favourite things where I can achieve this. Suddenly that to-do list disappears. Those work commitments melt away. I can just be present in the moment, taking time to stop and draw close to God. It's not just about getting away from our stressful context or busy lives. It's about drawing close to God and letting Him bring rest to our body and minds. I've got a very active mind and that I struggle to turn off. To be able to still my mind so I can hear God's voice. So I've discovered that the combination of finding a remote place, immersing myself in creation, that's where I can switch off my brain and feel closest to God. Spending time with Him, hearing His voice. It's in God we can find true rest. Jesus modeled this for us really well. Luke chapter 5, verses 15 to 16. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowds of people came to hear him and be healed of their sickness. But Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place and prayed. Mark 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. When I first sort of heard these verses and sort of discovered them over the last year, it really hit home how necessary this is for me in particular, but for us to do, to be able to separate ourselves from the busyness, to separate ourselves from the distraction, to just block out the white noise, to be able to engage God. What does that look like for you? For me, it's going for a bushwalk, spending with people that you love and that input back into your world and that are going to encourage you, getting out somewhere new. What does your solitary place look like? Where do you feel closest to God? Where can you pray and seek Him, letting Him restore your joy? For me, it's had to be very intentional to book in those times of rest, often with people. If I don't, it just gets filled with the stuff of life, and you just, before you know it, you're just running around like a headless chook. So can I encourage you guys this morning just to stop, think about where's your place you feel closest to God? Or if you don't have that place, what could that look like? Where can you stop, step away from the business of life, the things that weigh down your mind or just keep you ticking? Where can you just stop, engage God, let Him minister to you, let Him just restore your energy, restore your joy? It's made a world of difference in my life just spending that intentional time, and something I need to grow in further. But booking in that, even like Jeff was saying, that Sunday afternoon, even take that as your time to go out, go do a bushwalk, do something, set some time aside just to relax and open yourself up to still your mind, to just be able to engage God and rest, let Him fill you back up. Hand over to Adam.
Thanks, Brad. I've definitely been guilty of that, working where week after week blends in. But I'm going to talk on internal rest. Rest where everything on the outside continues on, and that peace that you need on the inside to be able to get through. So I'm going to get straight into 2 Kings, 2 Kings 6, 15 to 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. And this is where I want to launch from. What's your "oh no"? What's the battle that you're facing that keeps you awake, that keeps you out of that area of peace? Is it a work colleague that you just can't relate to, that just get under your skin and it's like, "Oh, I don't want to go there again"? Is it a relationship that no matter what you're doing, it just seems to be falling apart? You've got all good intentions to make it work, but it just seems to be going backwards. Is it a loved one that you're praying for that's battling an addiction? What's inside stealing your rest, stealing that peace? For me, in the past 2 years, I've had three big "oh no's." No matter what I tried, I made situations worse. It wasn't that I was doing it wrong, it's just I was trying to fix it. I reached out for prayer and support from friends, from family, from loved ones. But these were things that I had to go through with the Lord. And it was something that He was going to teach me on the inside, to let go and hand it over to Him. Needless to say, I can be a slow learner. So, three attempts. But the one I'd like to touch on was with Christian. Last year, March, we were having dinner and he got a bit of bacon rind caught in his throat. Now, I actually shared this in a prayer meeting towards the end of last year. So, if you heard this, bear with me, but it's actually the second lesson I've learnt from this one incident, and I love how the Lord can do that. After he had this bit of bacon caught in his throat, over the following 6 weeks, his eating slowly deteriorated and it dropped off to the point where he wasn't eating at all because he was so scared of choking. He didn't actually choke, but he was scared of choking. Fear had set in and stopped all reality. It got to the point where Christian had to be hospitalized. And it just, as a father, it's so hard. Like Joe and I, we tried everything and every meal became an oh no for us. But then when he got into the hospital, it was serious. He dropped quite a bit of weight. I felt my prayers were only hitting the ceiling, that they weren't going anywhere else. My pain as a father got to the point where my prayers couldn't even come out. And I felt within me that I'd failed my son. So now I'd like to go into the second part of Kings. So this is now from verse 16. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes and he looked around and saw on all the hills full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. Don't you love having someone that can look at the same situation differently? Someone who can give you strength to look past that battle, to see that the Lord is with you. He's not going to let you down. Elisha could help because the servant shared his problem. We all need someone that we can talk to, someone that we can share with. I got to the point where I needed to shift my thoughts. I had to stop telling God what to do in my prayers. Like I knew better. Like I knew what was best for Christian. Okay, as a father, yeah, I was scared. But I had to start relying on the Lord that Christian was in his hands. He was safer in the Lord's hands. Without realizing, I started waking up with less hurt, less pain, less fear. Even though the situation didn't change, he was only living on liquid drinks, things like that. I knew the Christian was now in his hands. I knew it in here. That internal rest from the battle that was in front of me had shifted. Sometimes we're going to go through battles that are too big for us to handle. And it's going to get to the point where we have to decide what we're going to do with them. I heard once a saying, and it stuck with me, God is in control of everything, but he will not take control unless we allow him. I needed to give God full control of Christian and his battle. In 2 Corinthians, this was no different for Paul and Timothy. They went through a situation that was out of their control, exactly the same thing. This was not to their credit, but to the goodness and faithfulness of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 1, 8 to 9, "We think you ought to know, brothers and sisters, about the troubles we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead." It got to the point for them, even them mighty men of God, not, "We can't do this. This is out of our control." They stopped relying on their own abilities because it was futile. They realized that relying on the Lord was the only way they could survive. But why? Why do we go through these situations? Why are we put in situations that we cannot beat no matter what we try? In just a few verses earlier, Paul says why. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 4. "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in some of our troubles." No, he comforts in most. No, he all our troubles, so that we can comfort others when they are troubled, we are able to give them the same comfort God gave us. Just in that alone, turns out I didn't fail. In fact, I succeeded as a father. I was able to look past the battle that Christian was facing, the battle that I was facing. And without a shadow of doubt, I knew that the Lord was able to do what he could do, and I could be there as a father for Christian. I could sit by his bedside while he was in hospital. I could sit at the dinner table with him when he finally came home. This allowed me the power to be able to let go. It allowed me to be there as Christian's dad. The comfort that I got from the Lord was something that I could pass on to Christian. You have no idea how proud both Joe and I were the first time Christian ate a chip, a hot potato chip. He put it in his mouth, he chewed it, he swallowed it, opened his mouth and arms shot up in the air. I've done it. And I can still picture it now. It was a huge moment. It was a miracle. For us, it was a miracle. Today, he eats everything again, even bacon. Back onto the bacon. But what was perceived through fear was defeated by Jesus through faith. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is merciful. There are battles that we're meant to fight. There's battles that we're going to need to stand up and fight with the Lord. But there's battles that we have to hand over to the Lord. There's ones where he's going, no, you need to trust me and you need to be there for them. We sing the song Waymaker and we know the words. But do we truly believe what we're singing in our hearts? Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you working, you never stop. They're not just words, they're declarations. We're no longer slaves to fear. That's a declaration. It's not just a word. It's not just a line in a song. We are not slaves to fear. So if I can get the musos up, he will never stop. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always fight for you, even when you can't see it. He wants to give you real rest, rest that only he can give. An internal peace that can't be put into words, even though the situation in front of you has not changed. He is for you. And there is never a battle that is going to beat him. He will never lose. The enemy cannot win against Jesus. Death has been defeated. There is power in his name and everything must bow. Every sickness, illness, affliction, addiction, everything must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. That includes fear. That includes the battle that's in front of you. So in closing, I urge you, if you feel there's a battle that is too big, that it just keeps going over the top, and you just feel like you're constantly sinking, hand it over to the Lord. Ask him to open your eyes so you can see him with you. He's in front of you, he's behind you, he's beside you. He's all around you. Ask him to take control of that battle. So you can focus on him. You can focus on his goodness. You can focus on his strength. He will give you the comfort because he comforts in all our troubles, not just some of them. These are his words. He wants to help you. He loves you. He wants to release you. So in closing, I'd like to one other thing is I don't want anyone to put their hands up because of some things are personal and you don't want people to know you're going through them. But if you're going through something now, I encourage you, please, take the time, take this moment now, in every moment, in every season. This is his promise. Our God reigns. He reigns. Sickness will bow. So close your eyes. Hold that problem in your hands. Look to Him. Lay it at the cross. That's why Jesus hung there, to take those burdens from you. You don't have to endure it. You just have to be there and let Him take it for you. Allow Him to give you the strength to look past it. So Lord, I ask right now, You look down on every person here. You know their every battle. You know what they're suffering. You know what they're going through, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that You open their eyes. Open them to see that our good, faithful, merciful Father is all around. There is no one that is left alone. There is no one who is going to be struggling on their own. Lord, take that fear. Take that burden. Lift it from their heart. In Jesus' name, release them from the weight. Heal them internally, Lord. Let them see the situation hasn't changed, but my inside has changed. My view has changed. And that's all for You, Lord. You are the one that can do that. No one else. It's not the power of positive thinking. It's the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, You don't want us to live in fear. You want us to be comforted. So in Jesus' name, I hand every burden over to You right now. Lift that weight, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that You will always be there. You are the Lord who was, who is, and who is yet to come. Nothing can stand against You. Nothing will defeat You, Lord. Lord, I thank You. Thank You for all that You've done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to get to know you better. Come and visit us at one of our Sunday services in Bathurst, rear of 217 Howard Street. Have a week filled with life.